This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Kraus. Governor Mike Dunleavy says public safety across Alaska is his number one priority, yet his actions to achieve that commitment seem counterintuitive to legislators and public alike. KNOM's Davis Hevy highlights a recent incident in a Norton Sound community to show the current state of public safety in Western Alaska.
In early February, Kyle Mike of Nome violated his conditions of release while living in Mnemonic. Alaska State Troopers, or AST, say on February 6th, Mike was arrested for multiple charges, including harassment. Megan Peters, Communications Director for the Department of Public Safety, explains the alleged crimes he committed.
Kyle Mike, 35, of Nome, had trespassed at a residence and had allegedly touched someone in an offensive manner. We knew that he was on conditions of release, and he was taken into custody.
Being a registered sex offender, Mike was supposed to update his place of residence when he relocated to Mnemonic. According to troopers, though, the 35-year-old moved to the community in January and had not added that new information to the sex offender registry weeks later. It was after the incident on February 6th when troopers became aware that Mike was not complying with his sex offender registry requirements. According to Peters, some sex offenders in Alaska live in communities or areas where there are no street addresses, so locating an individual can be difficult. That's why Peters says local reports and communications between law enforcement agencies is so helpful.
When we get a tip that somebody is doing something that's believed to be outside of their conditions and it's reported to us, we can follow up on that and verify.
In terms of boots on the ground, right now there are several vacancies for state troopers and village public safety officer positions across the Bering Strait region and the state, leaving less people to locate non-compliant sex offenders like Kyle Mike of Nome. And on top of that, Governor Mike Dunleavy included stipulations in his recently proposed budget that will directly impact existing law enforcement positions. Matt Shukaro, the governor's press secretary, says overall the governor does not want to handle another year with a state deficit by drawing more money from state savings.
The VPSO program we recognize is a good quality program that provides services in communities across Alaska, rural communities. The program peaked with about 100 VPSOs in around 2011. But since that time, the numbers of VPSOs have declined. And since December 2017, there's been about 42 vacancies within the VPSO program.
Shukaro says there are several reasons why so many VPSO vacancies have gone unfilled for years, including recruitment and retention issues. In addition, the governor has suggested that $3 million be cut from their budget, which he says the VPSO program has not spent for years. When it comes to public safety, Alaska legislators will ultimately decide how much of Dunleavy's proposed budget cuts and crime bills remain intact over the next month or so. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.
In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Kraus.